Jerry Bader Show 1052. We're trying to confirm this. Someone tells us, Jason's trying to do a Google map here, that the location where Mary Burke spoke in central Wisconsin yesterday, it's just a couple of miles from where Governor Walker is. 2 miles, what we're being told. I don't know that, though. I don't know if that's true or not, because they managed, did the Wausau Daily Herald newspaper get to the Burke event, but apparently relied on reporting from the Green Bay newspaper to get the story of Governor Walker's tour. Jason's playing around. The new Google map just is not as user-friendly as the old Google map. It isn't. Anyway, we're trying to figure that out. But side by side on the front page, top fold, the Wausau Daily Herald, there you go, are two stories, one from Green Bay and the other right there from central Wisconsin, where they did manage to get someone there. Just a couple of other thoughts on the governor's race. The other thing shared with you, Colin Roth mentioned the five strengths and weaknesses of Governor Walker. I clearly think a strength, or if it's a weakness, as you would put it, for Mary Burke, is if she really doesn't have that $7 million to $10 million that was commonly believed that she had to self-fund her own. 3.7 miles is what we're coming up with. Well, Jason, that's still pretty close. I mean, to get a reporter to both or whatever, I mean, it's still pretty close. Oh, okay. I certainly know where the first location is. Yeah, that's not all that far. But if she doesn't have that money to spend, I think it clearly is going to be, I'm not trying to get too optimistic. Now, you also are going to have things going on around the state. In eastern Wisconsin, east central Wisconsin, at least in the primary, you have a race that's going to be very interesting. I don't know if in November, Democrats in the 6th Congressional District are going to be able to come up with a viable Democrat. The names I heard, I don't think are viable. The names that have been thrown out there to possibly challenge at this moment, the likely primary candidates, well, Glenn Grothman and Dewey Strabel are in, and most people believe State Senator Joe Lipom of Sheboygan is going to be in sooner rather than later. Tom Petri, of course, is out. You would think, in an open seat, that Democrats in November would come up with a fairly strong candidate. The three names that I've heard mentioned are not strong at all. And I think any of the three Republicans would have a pretty easy time with any of the three Democrats that I've heard the names tossed out. I don't really see anything too scary there. You do have an attorney general's race. And again, you've got congressional races around. Is that the same listener? Oh, it's a different listener from the Wausau area. Says, yeah, you're talking a couple, 3 minutes. Oh, miles. Definitely 2-3 miles max apart in the two locations. Oh, we beat that to death. But it's not surprising at all. I still make the case that the Gannett newspaper product has become so homogenized that you make the case it's just good old-fashioned laziness. If you go to their websites, they have a couple of local stories to each market. Otherwise, it's just the same stuff. Now, by the way, I also know that other websites do that. I get that. By the way, we're getting several listeners. That's why I paused there. We're getting several listeners from the Wausau area emailing, yeah, they're really close. I've got in my head. I've been in that area. I've got in my head where they are. It's not very far at all. And they also point out that the Wausau Daily Herald is not part of the Governor Scott Walker fan base. Not all that surprised at all to hear that. All right, I've got a minute left now, so I can't do either of these in a minute. I have, Jason actually was the first one to point this story out to me. Group files complaint against Clemson to separate religion from football. And our newsroom here in Green Bay talked with the infamous, at least to some, Annie Laurie Gaylor of the Freedom from Religion Foundation, the Madison-based group that's bringing this complaint. I'm going to talk about that in the after-show video, and I want to, in the time that I have left, I want to remind you, because I haven't lately, we now have the Jerry Bader Show Hub at jerrybadershow.com. You get the podcast there from the show. You get the daily after-show video, stuff I don't get to on the show, or the stuff that pops up while I'm doing the show and wasn't aware of it. It's kind of the catch-all for the show. Takes about 3 minutes. Someday we do three or four things in 3 minutes. Some days we spend all 3 minutes or so on that one item. It's however it works out. And everything else related to the show you can find right there. It's now the Jerry Bader Show Hub at jerrybadershow.com. Check it out. Again, podcast, Bader blog, all things Jerry Bader in one convenient location. And that will include the after show video coming up. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Like the legend of the phoenix, huh. All ends with beginnings.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.